Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. And welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and willpower to kickstart your day and stay calm amidst the chaos. Today's topic hits close to home for all of us, building resilience in the face of trauma and adversity. Life throws curveballs, right? Sometimes those curveballs turn into a full-blown hurricane. We've all experienced loss, disappointment, pain, things that can shake us to our core. But guess what? You are tougher than you think. We're not talking about becoming some superhero who shrugs off every setback. It's about developing inner strength, the ability to bounce back stronger, wiser, and more compassionate after life hits you hard. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate this resilience muscle. 1. Acknowledge your pain. This is not a time for toughening up or pretending everything's okay. We've all got those days where we want to hide under the covers and binge-watch every cheesy rom-com ever made, right? It's human to feel hurt, scared, angry, whatever it may be. Allow yourself to experience those emotions fully. Don't judge them, don't suppress them. Instead, acknowledge their presence like a guest arriving at your doorstep. Say, hey, I see you're here, and then ask yourself, what do I need right now? Maybe it's a good cry, maybe it's talking to someone you trust, or maybe it's just some time alone with a cup of tea and your favorite book. Find your support system. Remember that scene in The Avengers where Iron Man is all but defeated until Captain America rallies the troops. That's what your support system does for you. They lift you up when you're down, remind you of your strengths, and offer a safe space to share your vulnerabilities. It could be family, friends, a therapist, a support group, whoever makes you feel seen, heard, and understood. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. 3. Focus on what you can control. Ever felt like life is just throwing lemons at you? You know that feeling when you're trying to fix one thing and two more pop up out of nowhere? Well, guess what? You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. Instead of dwelling on the things you can't change, shift your energy towards what you can influence: your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, seriously. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't tell your best pal they are not trying hard enough or that they should just get over it, right? So why do we sometimes treat ourselves that way? Remember, healing takes time and setbacks are part of the process. Don't beat yourself up for having off days. 5. Find meaning in the struggle. This might sound a bit heavy, but hear me out. Even in the darkest moments, there's often an opportunity for growth and learning. Trauma can teach us resilience, empathy, and a deeper appreciation for life's simple joys. It can shape our values, strengthen our relationships, and ultimately lead to a richer, more meaningful existence. Think about a time when you faced a major setback. Maybe it was a personal loss, a career change, or even just a really bad day. Remember how you felt? Frustration, the sadness, the uncertainty. But also remember how you got through it. What helped you cope? What did you learn from that experience? Okay, let's bring this to life with a relatable example. Imagine Sarah, who just lost her job unexpectedly. She's devastated, feeling like she's failed and has no idea what to do next. But instead of spiraling into despair, she takes some time to acknowledge her feelings. She reaches out to friends for support, reminding herself that she's not alone in this. Sarah decides to focus on what she can control, updating her resume, networking, exploring new career paths. She practices self-compassion, treating herself with kindness and understanding during this difficult transition. And finally, Sarah finds meaning in the situation by realizing that this unexpected turn of events could lead her to a more fulfilling path. So how do we wrap up all this wisdom? Remember, resilience isn't about avoiding challenges or pretending they don't exist. It's about facing them head on with courage, grace, and a whole lot of self-love. Today's challenge. Write down one thing you can do to support your own resilience journey, whether it's practicing gratitude, reaching out to someone you care about, or simply taking a moment for yourself. Share it in the comments below. Let's build each other up and create a stronger, more resilient community together. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay calm, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.